summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. Let's start with the Fed holding their rates last night. The Federal Reserve has decided not to raise interest rates, maintaining the ultra-low level that they have been since December 2015. What are the initial market reactions following this?
Good morning, Ibrahim. I think that it's been a bit of a US dollar negative, actually. I think that there might have been certain analysts and investors that were thinking that the Fed was going to be a little bit more hawkish in their outlook, and perhaps the idea of maybe a September rate hike, while it's not completely off the table, it's just not as much of a possibility as perhaps more hawkish commentators were thinking. And I think that had also been priced in a little bit to a certain degree, especially with everything denominated in US dollars. And having a look at the gold price as well, I mean, that shot up massively in response up to close to $1,340 US dollars an ounce. So you can see that it was a US dollar negative overall, but still, I think we can expect at least one rate hike, probably coming in December, probably after the US presidential elections. And the Fed was a lot more upbeat in terms of the outlook for the US economy than it was only a month ago.
So the odd part is that the Federal Reserve says that inflation rates are stubbornly low. Isn't this counterintuitive on their behalf? If they want to push up interest rates, inflation rates, shouldn't the interest rates go up as well?
Well, if inflation rates are low, then you know the page one of your economics manual will tell you that you need to cut rates to spur a little bit of investment and a little bit of growth. So I guess inflation is a crucial part of the mix. There's no two ways about that. But so is employment. So is housing. I mean, there's many pieces of the puzzle that make up the decision that the Fed. The puzzle that the Fed has in front of them. I still maintain that they probably should have hiked already when they had a chance earlier in the year. There might have been a little window for them to go twice, or maybe that's me being a little bit optimistic, but I think they should have gone at least once between now and when they hiked last year in December. I think there's been ample opportunities, and there's always an excuse not to go. It's always easier to not go than it is to go. It's different to cutting rates where you can cut and, the worst case scenario is you're going to get some more buoyant economic growth. I mean, well, boo-hoo, who's going to ever complain about that? But if you hike and you hike at the wrong time, you can sort of end up with egg on your face. So it's a very gradual process. We do know that. I think each piece of economic data is going to be, analysed to within an inch of its life to try and determine when the market actually thinks it's they're going to hike again. But as I said, they'll probably wait for the presidential election. I think they want to get that out of the way first. And so that makes December a more likely scenario.
Let's focus on Australia right now. It's earnings season. What can we expect from corporate Australia?
Well, hopefully some better times. our market is trades on a price-to-earnings multiple of around 17 times earnings. And by historical standards, that's actually fairly high. So I think that the market's pricing in the potential for a surprise or two coming out of earnings season, a good surprise or two, but also we're pricing in, the macro factors as well, or the top-down approach, which is, lower interest rates both here in Australia and obviously, some more stimulus coming out of the Japan, potentially England, the Eurozone as well. Hopefully the Fed stays its hand. I mean, that's kind of what the market's pricing in at the moment. But we're looking for earnings per share growth of around 3 or 4%, which is which is okay, I guess, and probably, you know, it's probably the best that we've seen in quite a while. We've been the means of improving our bottom line and across corporate Australia has been the cost out story, and probably some foreign exchange tailwinds as well. But this time around, the foreign exchange is not going to act as a tailwind. Excuse me. So hopefully, we're going to see some top line revenue growth, which has been sadly lacking for the longest time. And that's the fingers crossed story at this stage anyway. And I think that's what the market's pricing in the potential for.
Right now, Australia is very focused towards mining and with low commodity prices. How do you think the mining companies will perform at least amid this low commodity prices?
Yeah, pretty good, I would have thought. Just given that it's been a little bit of a renaissance period for commodities. I mean, gold in particular, of course. You know, some of the gold miners will be reporting nice, big, healthy, juicy profit margins. Plenty of healthy cash flow as well, and you know, a very strong looking balance sheet. So, gold and silver will no doubt lead the pack. And then we've got obscure commodities like lithium. You know, they're not very heavily weighted on our index, but, you know, some of those lithium miners will be doing quite well. I mean, the ones that really count are sort of copper and iron ore. They're the sort of main game in town, and to a certain extent, coal as well. Then you go over to oil and energy. But I think for iron ore miners, you know, we've seen the iron ore price show a little bit of a sustained rebound. Obviously, we've had some stimulus packages announced out of China, which have helped. They've got a big cost out story going on at the moment. We had fourth largest global iron ore miner Fortescue come out with production numbers yesterday, and their costs were just incredible. People questioning, are they sustainable? Can you continue to cut costs out of the business, or are you now cutting into the bone of the business? As I said, you know, a little bit of an uptick for copper, a little bit of an uptick for iron ore should see, you know, the best numbers that we've seen out of those miners in quite a while, actually.
Some of the retail sectors are facing headwinds. Woolies, for example, there's some news that Woolworths plan to cut jobs and close stores across Australia. Do you think this is good for the markets and for the economy?
Well, it's good for the share price of Woolies. Not so good for the economy if they're cutting jobs and obviously closing stores. But these stores are underperforming stores, and there's been a lot of pressure on Woolworths for at least the last year or so, and they've got a new manager whose shoes have just hit the bottom of the desk at the moment. So he's just going in there and shaping up and shipping out quite literally. And I think that this is what the market wanted to see. They wanted to, you know, see him get on the front foot and to start to take some action to shore up the core business, which is, of course, supermarkets. But our two major supermarkets here in Australia are called Coles and Woolworths. But encroaching on their territory is the big German Aldi supermarket chain. And the way they can compete on costs is just absolutely remarkable. You know, they've really captured the Australian consumer by... They've captured the imagination of them in recent times. And it's really chewing in to the market share of both Coles and Woolworths. So that's... You can see, you know, the action that Woolworths have come out and taken. Closing stores, almost unthinkable a couple of years ago, and cutting a lot of jobs to try and maintain that the bottom line is, again, something that, you know, not synonymous with Woolworths and something unthinkable a couple of years ago, but it's just a sign of the times, the fact that Aldi is here and it's encroaching on their market share, and now both Coles and Woolworths are going to have to take defensive, action to try and maintain that market share and improve that bottom line and keep that dividend yield going. So there's a lot going on underneath the bonnet at Woolworths, that's for sure.
And finally, any stocks that is particularly interesting to you, particularly in this corporate earnings season?
There's always plenty of interesting stocks. I'm still liking a lot of the work that the gold miners are doing. I like Domino's Pizza here in Australia. I'm not sure. I'd assume you've got it over there in Malaysia. It's very...
It's huge in Malaysia, by the way.
Yeah, what's that?
It's huge, actually, in Malaysia.
Yeah, good. Yeah, they're doing very well here in Australia in terms of the in terms of the share price. There's just no stopping it at the moment. There's also an auto parts repairer called Bapcor have been doing very, very nicely in recent times. There's some infant milk formula brands that are that have forced their way into the Chinese market. One's called Bellamy's. That's one that we continue to watch. So there's, I mean, there's plenty out there, but it is still definitely a stock picker's market. You know, just the old days of buying the index and holding a portfolio of shares is probably not the way to go these days. You've got to be very particular in your selecting your targets, but there's still plenty of profits and plenty of good times out there to be had. The gold sector is still something that I'm looking as being incredibly buoyant at the moment.
Right, have a great day ahead. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express. We're calling him all the way from Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!